A Prince George man was sentenced to another 494 days in jail on December 31, 2024, 6 months after a judge found him guilty of stealing a pickup truck, driving it while he was prohibited and fleeing from police. Dallas Lee Blanchett, 38, was tried in provincial court over 2 days last April. Judge Judith Dulles found him guilty last June of the crimes, which began when he stole a Ford F-350 in the early hours of October 22, 2022 in Prince George. Dulles sentenced Blanchett to 1 year in jail for possession of stolen property, 6 months for driving while prohibited and 18 months for fleeing police, all consecutive to each other. Blanchett also pleaded guilty to separate charges of possession of a stolen 2017 Ford Explorer, possession of a Kel-Tec 12-gauge shotgun and failure to comply with electronic monitoring. Dulles sentenced him to a combined 390 days in jail, but concurrent to the other jail sentence. Dulles said Blanchett qualified for pre-sentence custody credit of 596 days, reducing his time remaining to be served to 494 days. Blanchett will also spend 12 months on probation after his release and is banned from driving for 5 years. Given Dallas Blanchett's age and record, restorative objectives are less pressing than denunciation and deterrence, be it general or specific, Dulles said in her sentencing decision. According to Dallas Blanchett, he overcame his drug addiction 4 years ago. Nevertheless, he remained entrenched in his criminal lifestyle. Whether this was the result of preference, habit or inertia, I cannot say. A pre-sentence report said Blanchett has Métis heritage on his father's side of the family, but Dulles said she was not fully convinced his cultural disconnect played something other than a tenuous role in bringing Dallas Blanchett before the court or affected his moral culpability. Dulles found that Blanchett did not have a perfect childhood, but neither was it fraught with dysfunction. His parents worked hard to adequately provide for Blanchett and his four siblings, and there was no evidence of family violence or substance misuse. The pre-sentence report also said that Blanchett claimed he had been sexually assaulted during grade 2 by a sister of a friend who was in grade 8. Dulles said Blanchett traces the genesis of his substance abuse to the attendance at an alternative education program in grades 10 and 11. He eventually left high school at the beginning of grade 12, at age 16. Blanchett eventually worked at the Mount Milligan gold mine, but began using alcohol and drugs on days off. He lost that job despite the employer offering to provide substance abuse treatment services. In 2017, he was sentenced to 90 days on a domestic assault charge and lost custody of a child. He then made a living selling drugs and carrying out petty crimes around Prince George.